Train. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to WeFin Solutions Investor Conference Call. I am Urja Thakkar, Compliance Officer at WeFin Solutions Limited, and I thank you all for joining us today as we discuss WeFin's growth journey and provide key business updates. Before we begin, please note the following. Participant lines will be in listen mode only during the presentation. A Q&A session will follow the presentation. If you have a question, please submit it in the Zoom application chat box. We will announce your name and unmute your line so you can ask your questions directly. To ensure an efficient discussion, kindly limit your question to one and begin by stating your name and organization. This conference call is being recorded. The recording and the transcript will be available on the stock exchange and company websites within one business day. I am pleased to introduce our senior management team who are present on the call today. Mr. Raja Debnath, Managing Director and Chairperson, Mr. Gautam Udani, COO and Whole-Time Director, and Ms. Payal Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer. Without further ado, I now invite Mr. Gautam Udani to begin the proceedings. Gautam?
Thanks, Uja. Thanks for the introduction. Pranav, can you share the slides? Perfect. Thank you. So, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. At WeFin, we really value the relationships we have built with our investors, and we take great pride in it. We believe in transparency and keeping all of you informed about everything important that's happening around us. That's why we have called this meeting, to give you visibility into what's going on at WeFin. Recently, you might have heard some rumors about inquiries regarding us, but we want to make it clear that we have officially and categorically denied these rumors. Just to update everyone, the company has taken all necessary actions that we need to address this situation. Next slide, Pranav. As most of you know, our journey began informally back in 2017. And over the next 5 years, we have built a product that's now widely recognized in the supply chain finance and working capital sectors across many countries. Since our listing in Bombay Stock Exchange in 2023, our growth has been great. We have signed incredible clients and reached an annual run rate of $25 billion in disbursement across all clients. We are really proud of what we have built, and we plan to continue innovating for many more years and make sure that we provide world-class technology and digital products to our customers. Let me give you some updates about our products. Next slide, Pranav. This shows an annual calendar, that we are trying to follow for new product launches. Our API gateway, which offers a fraud and risk detection API suite to lenders during the underwriting process, went live last quarter. We already have 5 clients using this solution, and we have a strong pipeline for this product. Another key milestone is our PSB exchange platform, which is now live. Several banks are either in integration or testing phase, and we expect transactions to flowing over it very soon. This is a huge milestone for us, and it takes WeFin to the next level in the working capital ecosystem. We will also be rolling out trade finance and cash management solutions in the next quarter, and this would make us the first single window product for supply chain trade and cash globally. Additionally, in the supply chain finance space, we will be adding Islamic finance co-lending by July 25. Islamic finance opens up new markets for us, and we are also excited for that. So these are the product updates. Let's move to the next slide, Pranav. Skip one more. So, let's talk about some of our key wins and go lives. We have successfully gone live for major clients like HSBC, Jio Finance, Central Bank of India, JSW1, and Riyadh Bank, to name a few. We have also migrated the entire supply chain finance portfolio at Yes Bank onto our platform. On the new deal front, we have signed the Select Group in Africa, where we will be rolling out our solution across 5 countries in Africa. We have also signed deals with Invest Bank in UAE and Bank of Kigali, based out of Rwanda. Additionally, UCO Bank, which is a part of our PSB Exchange platform, has signed up the entire WeFin product stack as the backend technology for supply chain finance. There have been many other go-lives over the last 2 quarters as well. Next slide, Pranav. As we all know, SaaS business typically have trailing revenues, meaning that revenues come in over a period of time. However, we are already seeing the results of our efforts. Over the past 3.5 years, our revenues have been growing at around 47%, which shows that we are on the right path. Next slide, Pranav. Skip this one. Many of you are also aware that people and culture are a huge priority for us. At WIFIN, we consider every employee an asset. We have worked hard to create a culture where everyone feels like an owner of the business. For the third year in a row, we have been awarded as a Great Place to Work certification. Our employee satisfaction index has risen from 80% to 84%, while the industry standard in India is close to 30%. Next slide, Pranav. We have also hired a few key senior people to help us run WIFIN more efficiently. Some senior people have been promoted to larger roles, and these industry veterans will help us take WIFIN to the next level. Along with the new hires, we have also made several acquisitions within WIFIN subsidiaries, which further strengthens our position as a holistic solution provider in the working capital ecosystem. Now, I would like to explain you our corporate structure. One more slide, Pranav. WIFIN Solution is the parent company and it oversees four subsidiaries formed in 2024. Each subsidiary focuses on a specific product or service that complements our core business. The reason we created subsidiaries instead of keeping everything under WIFIN Solutions is twofold. First, it allows us to raise funds for new products or acquisitions by issuing shares or swapping shares of the subsidiaries of WIFIN, as we are limited to 25 crores of paid-up capital in WIFIN Solution, as it is listed as a SME in the BSE. Second, we needed industry leaders to come in and lead these businesses. Just like Raja and I, who have complementary skills, the leaders who are now running these subsidiaries are top industry talent. These leaders are not just our employees, they are our partners in this journey. So far, we have acquired 6 companies within the 4 subsidiaries. The money we have raised for these acquisitions have been in the subsidiaries, and there have been no change in the cap table structure of WIFIN Solutions since our last pref round in March 2024, except for the ESOPs that might have vested. WIFIN Solution will get consolidation of revenue of all the subsidiaries and all the required and all the acquired companies, and PAT to the extent of the shareholding in each of the companies. To make things more clearer, this slide, you know, that you are seeing right now shows that we have divided our business or structured our business into two parts. The products division, which essentially comes under WIFIN Solutions and eStorify, which is one of our subsidiaries, and Infini Systems, which will be the services and solutions arm. Explain how each of the companies in our entire ecosystem contributes to strengthening our position in the working capital world. Now, I'll hand it over to Raja to explain the details.
Next slide, please, Pranav. Thanks, Gautam. I think let's take a moment. There's a busy slide. We'll spend some time here. Let's understand this. So if you look at this slide, it's broken up into two parts. There's a top part, which is green, and the bottom part in orange. Now, the top part has all the participants in a trade or supply chain in the working capital space. So you look at the corporates, their suppliers, their distributors, and each of these in turn have their own bank. So there's a supplier bank, there's a corporate bank, there's a distributor's bank. Alongside, you also have a confirming bank. Confirming bank is a bank which is of relevance in a trade scenario where you require a bank to confirm the LCs or the BGs. Okay. If you look at the transaction flows, you also have between the suppliers, the corporates, and the distributors, a PO, that is a purchase order, an invoice, LC, BG, these are flowing. That's what's happening. Okay. Then you also see flows of bank guarantees, LCs, invoice discount. And I'm taking some time out. This is a complicated matter. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible because as our investors, I think you deserve a chance to understand what we are actually building, why what we are building is so complex, and why is it that people like WIFIN. Now, that at the top is what the transaction flows are. In the bottom half, as you see, in orange, these are all tech platforms. So there's a cash management platform that whatever is the cash transactions happening between these corporates, their view of that is on the cash management platform. And this cash management platform connects to the core banking. Okay. Then whether it's a corporate or a supplier or a distributor, when the bank gives them a credit limit, a working capital credit limit, that is done in the underwriting platform. This is called the loan origination platform. This is the underwriting platform on which the corporates get their credit limits assigned. Now, to do these credit limit assignments, banks rely on bringing in APIs or data through API, whether it's a know your customer, know your business. We all know of the Aadhaar, PANs. Then you think of the GST, you think of MCA portals, you think of credit bureaus. These are all those APIs which the underwriting platform requires. You then have some Gen AI. So we have all keep hearing about Gen AI. There are Gen AI use cases, products which are there, which come into the underwriting portal. Using all of this information, the underwriting happens. Once the underwriting happens, there are three kinds of systems which that case will flow through. It will either move into a loan management system for supply chain financing, it will move to a trade finance system, or it will move to a loan management system for all other products other than trade finance and supply chain financing. Okay, from underwriting, it moves into loan management for supply chain, loan management for trade finance, and loan management for others. That's the scenario. Post that, all of these systems get connected to the core bank. And once a loan is booked in the core bank, then there are three things which can happen. A co-lending decision can happen. A sell down of that portfolio can happen. A securitization of the deal can happen. Okay. One last piece here, which you see on the side, is in your underwriting platform, you are getting cases directly from the outside, which is your suppliers, corporates, and distributors, which the bank is sourcing. But you're also getting business from the various marketplaces and fintechs. Okay. This is the ecosystem that we operate in. Pranav, go to the next slide. What you will see here is now an overlay of all the VFIN products and the VFIN companies and the acquisitions that we have done. All of these, where they sit in this ecosystem, is shown clearly here. Go back now, which is our flagship. Flagship is VFIN. So your loan management system for supply chain financing is operated by VFIN. Your loan management system for all other products, okay, other than trade finance, is operated by VFIN. Similarly, the transactions which are happening between the supplier, the corporate, and the distributors, the interaction, raising of invoices, requesting for financing, looking at the statement of accounts, all of that happens on VFIN. So VFIN supply chain, that is the entire journey out there. The corporate connection, the supplier's connection directly coming into the underwriting happens through VFIN. That's the API integrations. The next in the VFIN family is Infini. Now, Infini is the company which has all of the APIs that are required for any underwriting journey. So loan origination system, all the APIs which are required today as a bank, you will have to go to 3-4 different vendors. Instead of that, now you sign up only with one vendor, which is Infini, to provide you with all of these APIs. And that's what Gautam explained, that we have already signed 5 clients for this particular business, and there are many more in the pipeline. That is through Infini. The next one that we see here is GlobeTF. GlobeTF is our tech company, our subsidiary, which is focused primarily on trade finance and cash management. So what VFIN has done, or VFIN Solutions has done in supply chain financing on the tech side, we are trying to replicate the same thing for trade finance and cash management through GlobeTF, which is again a subsidiary of VFIN. The last subsidiary of VFIN is VFIN Capital, which is our NBFC arm. This is a factoring NBFC whose job is to take loans which have been booked in core banking and then provide them through a sell down mechanism or a securitization mechanism to the external world. And who buys all these? These are bought by either HNIs, these are bought by banks, these are bought by mutual funds, insurance companies. That those are the parties who actually buy assets which will be sold in the market or sold down in the market through VFIN Capital. So VFIN and VFIN's four subsidiaries we have covered. If you look at the first acquisition that we had done, which was Tax Genie, what is that doing? Tax Genie is sitting between the supplier and the corporate, but sitting between the corporate and the distributor and digitizing this entire interaction, the accounts payable process, which is there. Imagine a corporate. Corporates have an accounts payable team where invoices come in. That account payable team is responsible then for taking that invoice, doing a three-way match with the purchase order, with the e-way bill, and then deciding whether this has to be paid or not. And that's a maker job. Then this will flow into the ERP. This entire process that I explained to you is digitized by Tax Genie. So as we have mentioned earlier, they have close to 300 clients. Large companies like Tata Motors, Ashok Leyland, Swaraj Mazda, they use this product. Last year, 67,000 crore of invoices were processed by this platform. So that, when you have so many corporates and their suppliers and distributors on the platform, that becomes an opportunity for the various banks to then do financing on the Tax Genie platform itself. That is called the embedded finance journey. So that's where Tax Genie comes in. Post that, the second acquisition which we did was Easy. Easy has a brilliant no-code platform. No-code as in not a single line of code can be written on the platform because that's what the product is. So you drag and drop and create an underwriting journey on it. So this is where Easy.ai comes and sits. All underwriting, whether it's SME underwriting, corporate underwriting, retail underwriting, can happen on the Easy.ai platform. Post this is the fintechs and the marketplaces which they're coming in. They're coming in here through the PSB exchange platform. I missed this. This is again a subsidiary of VFIN. This subsidiary is the biggest subsidiary where in terms of potential, because this is basically sitting at the center of the Indian supply chain, trade finance, working capital ecosystem. That's what we spoke about, that the tech for this is completely ready. Right now, we are in the process of integrating with a few public sector banks and the fintechs. We should be expecting to see live transaction on this extremely soon. Okay? This is what PSB exchange is. So instead of each fintech and marketplace doing an integration with the bank underwriting system, they do it only once to PSB exchange, which then does the integration with the bank's underwriting platform. Okay. The next acquisition which we have is your Trade Assets. Trade Assets is a UAE-based marketplace which has 125 banks globally on this marketplace, where you can buy and sell trade assets, which in the real sense means you can buy and sell LCs, bank guarantees. A bank in India wants an LC to be confirmed by a better rated bank from some other market. They can go and put that LC on this marketplace, and some bank with a better credit rating can come and bid for confirming that LC or for confirming the bank guarantee. That's what the Trade Assets business does. Walnut, a Singapore-based Gen AI company that we acquired, that produces the Gen AI products, which are again consumed by the underwriting division. What kind of products? They are products which can be, annual reports, they read the notes to accounts, you can give the business rules, it'll read all the documents that you give them. And instead of manually having to read the document to see whether the clauses are there in it, the Gen AI product that Walnut has built does the entire hard work. The last one is White Rivers Media. Now, White Rivers Media is the services arm which Gautam spoke about. So in that space, we have Infini, we have White Rivers Media, and the next one I'll come to, which is Nithya Infotech. White Rivers Media does the job of providing strategy for digital content creation, actual digital content creation, not just the strategy, but the content creation, and finally distribution of the content which has been created. So three things. They do the strategy, they do the content creation, and the distribution. Okay. And 20% of the digital content spends in India are done by the BFSI sector. And White Rivers Media makes a good fit into the WeFin family because White Rivers does not have a great clientele base in the BFSI segment, and the WeFin group has a very large clientele base in the BFSI segment. So that's where the marriage comes in. Nityo Infotech, the last company on the acquisition that we acquired, which is a 100% subsidiary of Infini, that's a company in which whenever our clients require any custom projects, which we don't do because we are a product company, whenever they require custom projects, whenever they require digital resources for augmenting of their resource pool, they come to us, and that's what we can provide. And this is not just in the BFSI segment, this is across all sectors. So that is the way the entire ecosystem has been envisaged. So the only thing that we do not have in this entire ecosystem currently is a core bank. And that is also something that we are in talks with different companies, and we may get a core banking company into our domain very soon. So by doing that, we then have our tech assets across this entire working capital ecosystem. So any client that we work with, then we do not work with that client only across one product. If we have sold them one product, we have an opportunity of then doing a cross-sell and an upsell for various other products that we have in the WeFin ecosystem. So that's where I will end. And I think we can now take questions, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions with this very, very heavy diagram that you all just seen depicting our group structure.
So let's move towards the question answer session. To save time, we will not unmute anyone. We'll just ask the questions and answer them. So first question we're taking from Mr. Uday Chandak. The question is, as per our mission, we aspire to be world number one SCF platform. What unique value proposition will set our product apart from our global competition like Taulia, C2FO, Prime Revenue, and Demica, etc.? How are we also working on human capital required to match the vision and mission?
So two things. The names that you have spoken about though, in terms of competition, they are not a direct competition first. Most of these names that you have taken, they are basically fintech players who go out in the market, acquire corporates, and then take those corporates and their supply chain finance business to the banks. So the core product, the core thing that differentiates WeFin from most of these other players in the market is that we are the heart of supply chain, which is the LMS. The loan management system which is used is the most complex piece, because in all other products for which you have a loan management system, there you have only one corporate or one obligor, so to speak, from a bank point of view. Once the bank gives a limit to them, the bank doesn't have to do any checks on them further. But in supply chain financing, even after you've given a limit to the corporate, every time the corporate comes and does a drawdown, you not only have to look at the corporate's limits and the payment behavior, you also have to look at the corporate's buyer's payment behavior along for the other suppliers. If you're doing for the seller, then you have to, when you're doing financing for the buyer, then you have to look at the seller also and their behavior. Normal systems do not do this. We do this. The difference in terms of why we have been successful and why others have been trying and they have not been able to succeed in this as well as we have been is because of time that we have spent. Because for us to actually have built this product, the first 3 years it took for us to just build the beta product. So this takes the moat, if one were to think of it, what is the moat of the supply chain finance business that WeFin has built? It is that the time, anyone who follows us will have to go through the same process that we have gone through. They'll have to go through the same pains. They'll have to go through the same challenges of the build out that we have gone through. We were lucky, and I keep saying this, we were lucky when we started because there were not that many players. So we had the leeway because we made mistakes also in the past. So the mistakes that we made in the past, that time we were not easily replaceable. But today the banks have enough opportunities and options, so they do not want to allow anybody to make any mistakes. And that is the reason why a platform like WeFin, which is tried and tested on the billions of dollars of transactions, becomes that much more, how do I say, essential for banks to work with. So large banks will not work with small players any longer. Pooja, the next one.
Second question is from Ashu Raj. There are two questions. Question number one, revenue growth in the investor's presentation has been mentioned as 47.91 for 6 months, but the revenue guidance at the end of FY25 was for 110 crore. So would like to understand if we are on the track for that, and if yes, why we mentioned 47.91%, which is less if we are reaching 110 crore.
Gautam?
Payal, numbers questions we cannot address right now, right?
Payal, you're on mute.
Yes, so since we are close to our March results, as of now, let's keep it discreet with respect to the numbers. When we come out with the numbers and you know the calculations, it'll automatically be displayed.
Moving on to question number two from Mr. Ashu Raj. We recently acquired WRM, Whiteverse Media. Would like to understand how WRM fits into VFIN, as WRM looks to be a different kind of company.
So two parts, you know, two answers to this question. One, which Raja has already explained, that it's a very easy cross-sell for us. The second reason being, you know, we are a SaaS company wherein we provide the back-end technology to banks to service the business that their sales team will generate. So, you know, the more business that the banks will do, we earn a percentage out of it. So we want to own the origination piece as well, where more and more business is generated by one of our own companies. Yeah. Urja, next question.
Next question is from Mr. Saurabh Sadwani. Can you please talk about the profitability of the acquisitions?
Payal, again, numbers, right? So at this month, we are not supposed to be taking those questions.
Yeah, so what we want to just explain is that the acquisitions that have been done are pretty much strategic acquisitions. Okay, and wherein the acquisition is either a part is, you know, done by a share swap and a part cash consideration with you know, the commitment from the promoters and the investors to meet a certain kind of target for revenues. And it's not 100% cash consideration, but yeah, on the profitability side, it will show in the console effect.
Yep.
Next question from Mr. Dev Parik. Do we check the quality or genuinely of invoice discounted? The backdrop is what happened with Greensill Capital entangled in processing fake invoices and selling to insurance company and HNI.
We don't do that because we are a tech company. We sell our products. So Greensill could have used our platform. Let me put it this way. Okay. We will give our platforms to any lender or any fintech. What the fintech does with the platform in terms of what checks they keep or what checks they have to do, that is always up to the risk appetite of that particular lender. So we have zero risk. We have zero involvement in the risk of the platform or risk of the business which our lenders run. Next question.
Next question is from Mr. Nalini. Could you please explain which subsidiaries are we planning for IPO listing? Would all the subsidiaries remain under VFIN Group, or are we expecting any demergers in the future? How would you ensure that VFIN shareholders get benefited from listing of subsidiaries?
At this point of time, we cannot speak about demergers, IPO and listing. However, the benefits that VFIN will get out of its subsidiaries, Payal can speak about that.
So VFIN is always going to be the holdco, and all the subsidiaries and acquisitions that are done, wherein WeFin holds the percentage of shareholding in each of the subsidiary, which is mentioned in our BSE issues. Now, apart from that, we hold the management control also of all the subsidiaries. All the strategic and the management decisions remain at WeFin level. So at a WeFin level and at our investors level, we get the entire consolidation effect on the revenue as well as the PAT.
And the key point to note here is that all of these acquisitions, and at the cost of repetition, we'll explain again, all of these acquisitions have not happened in WeFin. The acquisitions have happened in the subsidiaries of WeFin. So what this means is that any outflow which has happened here, the share swaps which have happened, they have been share swaps with WeFin subsidiaries, not WeFin. If there's any cash outflow, it has happened from the WeFin subsidiaries, not from WeFin. So WeFin, as the investors of WeFin, they have getting benefited not just from the WeFin business, which WeFin anyway will continue, but they're also getting benefited with the subsidiaries which WeFin continues to keep creating and either funding themselves or through the share swaps with the subsidiaries. Next, Surja.
Next question from Mr. Nalini. In the last con call, we had discussed about developing trade securitization market in India. What kind of progress we have made since then? What is the opportunity size of this?
So on trade securitization, there are some deals which are already in the pipeline. There are some deals which other players in the markets have also done. We have seen those in the recent past. So that's a good thing because we want more players in the market to start doing this. As a size of the market, let me put it this way, that whatever is the current business that we are seeing across all banks in the supply chain and trade finance space, the securitization side will be at least 5 times that number. Because that is the potential in the market. You just need the right structuring and the right risk appetite amongst bankers to come in and play and do those investments. That's where players like us have a role in expanding the trade securitization market.
Next question from Mr. Arnab Bhattacharji. It is becoming increasingly challenging to understand the dilution happening at our subsidiaries. If the dilution is above 50%, how do we even consolidate our subsidiary revenue?
Yes, so, Raja.
Good.
Yes, so like I just earlier mentioned, even though the holding might get diluted with the acquisitions and the funding that we do, but we hold majority board control and management control in all our subsidiaries, which helps us consolidate the revenues at 100%. And also the PAT, depending on the percentage of holding we have in each of the companies. And like Raja also mentioned that on WeFin standalone, of course, we are on track and as per our commitments. But as the more we grow as a WeFin group level with the subsidiaries and acquisitions that we do, the more the growth, the more it will always contribute to WeFin as a holding company.
Next question from Mr. Pradeep. What are these three verticals mentioned in the presentation? Will all come under WeFin Solutions? How it works?
The three verticals which are there is, think of WeFin Group as three verticals. One is a product vertical, one is the services vertical, and one is a regulated entity vertical. Regulated entity is the WeFin Capital, that's the NBFC. The services vertical includes the three companies of Infini, which is the API gateway company, Nithya, which is the services company of custom software solutions, and White Rivers Media, which is the digital marketing and content creation arm. That's the second vertical, which is Infini. The third one, which is the original, is WeFin Solutions, where everything else comes in. So that is the group structure. Next, Vijay.
We are done with all the questions. Does anyone have any other questions?
No, I think there was a question on the PSB exchange update. Let me give the update once more, because I think that's a very important topic. So on PSB Exchange, our tech is completely ready right now. A tech which is first of its kind in India, which will allow hundreds of fintechs to then connect with using the same API. That's the key thing. Using the same API specs, they can now connect to hundreds of banks on the other side. So none of the parties, either on the fintech side or on the bank side, need to change their APIs, even when new parties keep getting added onto the platform. So that's the big thing where our tech is now ready. We are right now in the process of integration with a few public sector banks. And as we know, integrations do take time. So that's where we are right now. Simultaneously, for the POC phase, we also have 5 large fintechs with whom we are doing the integration right now. So as we speak, integration across both of these platforms are happening.
Okay. Next question from Mr. Giriraj Bora. He has two questions. Number one, what stops other fintechs to get into loan management system? And number two, what would you say your competitive edge is versus other loan management system providers?
I think there's a wonderful question, and I love answering this question. To get into, like I keep saying this, if Gautam and I would have known what we were getting into when we started building the loan management system, we would not have started this company at all. Because it is far, far, far more complex than what we had assumed it will be. So we remember the first 3 years were like blood on the floor. For the first 4 years, we were working straight day in, day out, no weekends. Okay, the entire team was doing that. And there were multiple times during that journey where we started questioning ourselves that, did we do the right thing by trying to build a supply chain finance loan management system? Because it is very complex and mistakes keep happening. And in this business, the mistakes are very costly, because from the bank's point of view, banks are not selling just supply chain finance to their corporates. They are selling them multiple products. Supply chain finance happens to be one product.
Yes.
And even there, the margins with the banks make is not the highest, but it's a very essential product for the corporate. So if anything wrong happens on that business, the bank is liable to lose all its money-making business with the corporate across the various product lines. So the banks cannot afford to take a product which is very difficult. What are the kind of issues which happen? Let me give you some examples, because it'll be easier. Imagine you, a corporate, request for financing on the last day of the month, because once they receive the financing, their supplier is going to sell them the goods. It fails at the last moment because hundreds of distributors have requested for something on the platform at that point in time. There's a monetary loss to the corporate because March ending, they are not able to do the billing. Imagine a scenario where the distributor requests for financing, and instead of it getting debited from their account once, it gets debited 5 times. Imagine a scenario where the corporate makes a payment, and instead of the payment going to X account, it goes 5 times to some other account. And these are all real life cases, which I'm telling you, of which our clients face. That is the reason then the bank is now not doing its business. They're running after the corporates and trying to recover money more often than not from customers who are not even the bank customers. So bankers don't want to do that. That is the reason WeFin now is in a position to replace supply chain finance loan management systems of others. And it has taken us a very long time. Understand that. For the first 3, 4, 5 years, we were not in that position, but we are in a position now. So anybody else, as I keep repeating, anybody else who wants to get into this business is extremely welcome. They will have to go through the same process of learning to understand what works, what does not work, because this is a complex system. Plus, being able to hold on to the same people who have written the first line of code of the product to then be able to make changes is something which corporates are not able to manage. I think WeFin's, one of the core strengths of WeFin is not just its product level thinking ability, but its human capital. The way we have been able to manage our entire team and see that our attrition levels remain next to nil for the last 3 years. But those are the skills and strengths that we have, which differentiate us from others in the market. Therefore, large players who are in core banking, who are the largest globally, They have all the resources, they have people, but they still have not been able to create supply chain finance systems, and neither do they have customers globally. Though they have hundreds of core banking customers, they cannot even go to their own core banking customers and sell them supply chain financing. There you request specialized players like us.
Next question from anonymous attendee. So WRM and Nithyo Infotech won't come under WeFin Solutions listed VSE SME.
Correct. I think there's another question which Mr. Pradeep has asked, is which means that only WeFin Group, no other new listings from WeFin Group. Is my understanding correct? So WeFin Group has one. So Payal, are we allowed to talk about?
No. I'll suggest let Payal answer.
Okay, yeah, Payal, please answer that.
So the question about WRM and Nithyo, yes, they are. So WRM and Nithyo are acquired under Infini Systems Private Limited, which is a subsidiary of WeFin Solutions. So WRM and Nithyo are very much a part of the WeFin Group. And about the question from Mr. Pradeep about IPOs and listing, that's a management call, and whenever the board will decide, we will always inform our investors as soon as we come up with a decision.
Next question from Manavu Mehta. Can you share the business matrix of PSB Exchange?
The business metrics that one would look at in PSB Exchange should look at would be what is the throughput, what is the transaction which is happening on the platform? Because our fees are linked only to that, nothing else. It doesn't matter how many fintechs are there, how many banks are there, who's using it. At the end of the day, how many transactions will happen? That's the number once we start going live. That's what we start sharing in our investor calls, so people will know where we are.
Next question from Mr.
There's one question from behind. Can we start publishing tier one corporate onboarded for supply chain or dealer finance? We can't, because we don't do this business ourselves. Our platforms are used by the top corporates in the country, but we white label our platform, sell to the banks and the NBFCs. So they are technically their clients and not our clients. Our clients are the banks and lenders. It's only in case of PSB Exchange, where if corporates come in directly on the platform, that's the time we'll be able to say who are the corporate clients on the platform. Not till then.
Next question from Mr. Saurabh Sadhwani. What other acquisitions are in the pipeline? Also, what are the plans for WeFin Capital? What segment industry will it operate in?
Okay.
To answer the first question,
we can't answer.
Yeah.
We can't answer the first one. We would love to answer that question. Okay, but he can't answer that question because my company secretary is standing there. The second one is, what are the plans for WeFin Capital? WeFin Capital, as I we've done this in the past also, WeFin Capital's job is to take pools of receivables or pools of payable, which would be either partly rated, partly well rated, unrated, take that pool, put them into a trust, then do credit enhancement on it, get it rated by the rating agencies, and then sell those to other institutions, financial institutions, HNIs, mutual funds, life insurance companies, all that kind. That's what the job of WeFin Capital is, to be able to structure these transactions. That's the key word. Structure these kind of transactions and then find buyers for it in the market and sell it off. But that's a big challenge which the Indian country, India is facing.
Next question from anonymous attendee. Can you share demo videos of your products on your YouTube channel so that investors can relate with the workflow diagram better? This is from Mr. Samir.
We can't do demo videos, but that's a good suggestion. What we will do is, there are some snippets and reels, because nowadays it's all the era of the reels. So we will share short reels. But we'll also have, going forward, we plan to run some investor days. Investor days where we will be able to open our offices down to our top investors, who can then come and spend the day with us. And that's where we can then share with them not just what we are doing, but what our new products are coming up. We'll share those demos with them at that point in time.
I think we are done with all the questions. Does anyone have any more questions?
No, 1 second. There's a question on, it has just come in on some ESOP shares. Payal, can you just see that? Reason for allotted 3 times ESOP shares around 14 lakh, any reason for that?
So basically the ESOP allotment is done to our trust, and the allotment is done based on the vesting schedules that we have given to our employees. So as and when the ESOPs are getting vested and we get the exercise request, based on the exercise request that we are getting, we are doing the allotment. So that's the only reason, no other reason.
Any other question that we have missed? And any lock-in period or whatever for that is employee of new acquisition company or holding. These are all employees of VFIN that the ESOPs are being given out to or have been given out to. And all our ESOPs are usually with heavy lock-in periods of close to 4 years.
We have a bullet vesting period of 4 years for employees.
Okay. Yes, we'll start doing this quarterly so that we start doing the investor calls quarterly so that you do not have a long break between two investor calls. So that's something which we are actively working towards. So just to end this, all the acquisitions that we have done, we are still in the process of consolidation of all of these. So therefore, our numbers that will be coming out, we'll not be able to, as Payal explained, just reiterating that again, all of those consolidations will not be seen in the current numbers because we are still doing those acquisitions or the paperwork for that.
The paperwork and SHA signing is happening.
Yeah.
Also, we are more than happy to, you know, arrange for any one-on-one meetings with any investor or a group of investors, and happy to host them at our office if they wish to visit.
Perfect. I think we have answered and taken all the questions that we could take here. And thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for joining and being patient and hearing us out. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.